Begin the current Daven Mesechtes Megillah Dav Chav Dal. Begin on the bottom of Chav Gimel and Beis, two lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, which we're discussing the laws of Kriyas HaTorah, which came into the topic of the Kriyas HaMegillah, which is the topic of these Parakim. Says the Mishnah, Koyer B'Torah, if someone is reading from the Torah, gets an Aliyah, Le'yifchis Mishleish HaPesukim, he shouldn't read less than three verses. Additionally, he should not read for the translator more than one pasuk, which was the custom in Talmudic times that they would have a translator for the people who didn't understand the Hebrew language, that of Lashon HaKodesh, rather only Aramaic, so they would translate it. So although he's reading three pasukim, but you should read one pasuk at a time so that the translator who is translating orally doesn't make a mistake. You only read one pasuk at a time for the translator. Now, as a continuing top of Chavdal Manav, but Ubanavi, when he's reading from the Sefer of the Navi, then Shleisha, if he wants to, he could read three psukim at a time to the translator, because we don't care if the translator who's trying to recall the interpretation of three psukim at one time, if he makes an error, it's okay, because there's no halachic ramifications of a ruling. The words of the prophets are words of rebuke, and therefore there you could read three at a time. But says the Mishnah, Yishlashtan Shalish Parshis, but if let's say those three psukim in the Navi are three distinct different topics, which Gemara is going to explain exactly where do you find three parshias that each one is one pasuk right near each other, then kari nechad echad, then you have to read one pasuk at a time to the translator. Now, additionally, says the Mishnah, medalgin benavi. Another difference between Navi and the Torah is that when one is reading from the Navi, one could skip from one parsha to another parsha, but ve'in medalgin b'Torah. But when one is reading from the Sefer Torah, he cannot skip, because someone who hears someone skipping, it's unsettling, and the one can't hear. And again, by the Kriyas HaTorah, it's very important for people to hear the words of the parasha. Now, Vat Kamahu Medalig, and by the Navi, where we said that you could skip, how much can you skip? Says the Mishnah, Ad Kedesh LaYivsekam Torgumen, as long as it would be that the translator is not going to pause, meaning you can't skip when you're reading from the Torah, only as long as with the translator still translating, and then you could be scrolling the Sefer Torah before the translator stopped translating the psukim that he read, because it's not honorable for the public to just stand there silently waiting till they're turning the pages, till they're rolling the Sefer Torah to get it to place. As long as you could roll the words of the Navi that the translator didn't finish yet, that's a valid skip that one could do by the words of the Navi. Now the Gemara asks, Hani Gimel Psukim Kenegad Mi? We opened up the halacha of the Mishnah that said that when someone gets an aliyah, he can't read less than three psukim. What does these three verses correlate to? So Rav Asi says, Keneged Torah Nevi'im K'suvim, which we commonly call Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im K'suvim, those are the three different groupings of the words of the Torah that we have. Therefore, correlating to that, a person gets an aliyah, at least three psukim. Now, additionally, the Mishnah said, V'leikram l'miturgam and yesim epasik echad. So these three psukim, let's say, that he's reading from, but you can't just read all three at one shot. You read one at a time so that the translator translates one at a time. But Ubanavi Gimel Psukim, we said by the words of the Navi, then when you're reading from that Sefer of Navi, then you could read three at a time. But the Mishnah said, Vimhoi Shlosh and Shalosh Parshis, but if those three Psukim are actually three distinct Parshis, then Kare Echad Echad. And even by the Navi, you have to read one at a time. Says the Gemara, where do you find three Psukim in a row are three different Parshis? Kagain, like we find in Sefer Yeshaya, where Hashem says, Kikoyam Hashem, so says Hashem, Chinim Nim Kartim, for nothing you were sold. The next Pasuk is a new idea. Because such says Hashem, God, Mitzrayim Yored Imi B'Rishayna, that in Egypt you went down with me first. And the next pasuk is also a separate idea. Va'atam Ali Pai, and now what do I have over here? No, Hashem. Hashem says, you see, each time it's saying a separate statement of Hashem. Kichoyim Hashem, no Hashem. So therefore, each one is a separate statement, considered a separate parsha, and therefore, then you would have to read each pasuk of Navi individually. Now, the Mishnah said, another difference between Navi and Torah is Medalgim Navi. When one is reading by the Mafter, he's reading by the Haftarah, he's reading from the Navi, he could skip, but Ve'im Medalgim Torah, but he can't skip when he's reading from a Sefer Torah. On that halacha, asked the Gemara Mini, but that seems to be contradicted from Mishnah Masechtas Yuma. The Mishnah says that Kairi, the Kohen Gadol, recites the Parsha of Achrei Mois, which talks about the Parsha there of the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which is Don Yom Kippurim, the Achba Asr, and then where it talks about the 10th of the month of Tishrei, which also talks about Yom Kippurim. So these are the things that the Kohen Gadol reads on Yom Kippurim at some point in the service of the day. Ask the Gemara, but v'hokam adalik, but he's skipping, where the parasha of Achba Asla Chaydish Hashvi is in Parashas Emor. So he's starting in the beginning of Parashas Achrei Mois, then skipping the rest of Achrei Mois, Kedoshim, and then only going to Emor, but he's skipping. Didn't you just say in the Mishnah of Eim Adalik B'Torah? So Mabayis is like Kash, it's not difficult. Kan b'chdei sheyifzik ha-torgamon. When did we say in our Mishnah that you can't skip by the Torah? That's if the Torgamon, the translator, is going to have to be, he already stopped. And there's a pause that's not appropriate for the Tzibur. In this Mishnah, Masech Tesum is talking about that the translator wouldn't have stopped yet. Where here, it's not so far. Yeah, you're skipping, but from the beginning of Machir Mais, if you're scrolling in the Sefer Torah to get to Pashas Emor, is not so far away. So the translator will still be translating by the time they got there. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol was able to read from Achrei Mois and then go to Achbas Lachaydash. But on this, the Gemara asks on this answer, but Valok Tani, which Rashi says to take out the word Allah. But the idea is, but on this idea, we learned in the Mishnah that says, Medalga Menavi, Ve Medalga Matar. We said that you could skip in the words of the prophets, but not in the words of the Torah. And of that, the Mishnah qualified and said, Va'ad Kamahu Medalig, by Navi, where we said you could skip, how much can you skip? Ad kadesh leave sekat torgamon, until the amount that the translator wouldn't have stopped yet. So Mechal, the inference is that the Torah, when reading from the Torah, kal kal loy, that even if the translator would not have stopped yet, that because that's only what you allow by Navi. And Torah say you're not allowed, so even there by Torah is not allowed. So that refutes the answer we just gave. So Elam Abaye says, Lekash, not difficult. Kan be'inyin echad. Here in the Mishnah Masech Teshuvim is talking about one topic. They're both talking about the same idea, which, and therefore, it doesn't confuse a person. So therefore, if the translator didn't stop yet, and it's one topic, then you could skip. Where that's what the Mishnah Masech Teshuvim is talking about. Both of them are talking about the topic of Yom Kippurim. So he was able to read from Achrei Mais to Ach Ba'asa. Kan, in our Mishnah, it says, no, you're not allowed to skip even if the translator has not yet stopped. It's talking about B'shnei Inyan. It's in two different topics, like going from Parashat Negam to Parashat Zavin. There's two different ideas, and therefore, that's what we say in the Mishnah, even if the Torgamon didn't stop, you're not allowed to do that by the Torah. And says the Gemara of Tanya, so we learned in the Braisa that says this idea. Medalgam Matar B'inyan Echad. The Braisa qualifies this that as we're giving the answer, you're allowed to skip by the words of the Torah, as long as it's in one topic, like by the Kongol Yom Kippur. U'benavi B'shnei Inyan. And by the words of the prophets, even if it's two different topics, as we're saying in our Mishnah. And kam v'kam, b'chdei sh'leiv z'ka torgamon. And by both of them, Torah by one topic and Navi by two topics, is only if the translator didn't stop yet. So therefore, that the Mishnahis do not contradict, exactly like the Braisa is saying it. Now, Tanya Yidichulun, another Braisa, it says, but eim adalgam navi l'navi. Although we said you're allowed to skip by Navi, but you can't skip from one book of the prophets to another book of the prophets, because that's very confusing. But in the prophets of what's called Shnei Master, which actually has the prophecy of 12 different prophets, then you're allowed to skip, because they're smaller, considered like in one sefer. As long as you don't skip from the end of the sefer to the beginning, you can't go backwards. You could skip, but it would have to be in a frontward way. That would be allowed. That wouldn't be so confusing. Now, we're continuing on to the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnahis regarding, we had mentioned it parenthetically because of a minyan, which is regarding Kriyas HaTorah, so we had other things like personal Shema and being mafta by the Navi. So related halachas, the Mishnah says, Hamafta ben Navi. In other words, someone who customarily gets the mafter to lean from the Sefer of the Navi. So there the sages instituted, the Hu Paris al Shema, and that's why we said it's someone customarily, because actually personal Shema is earlier in the Seder of Davening before the Mafter. We're talking about someone who usually gets the Mafter. So who paris al Shema? So when the people come late after Shema, and then they do this thing we mentioned in the previous daf regarding saying Kaddish Baruch Hu and the first bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema, we give that to the one who generally gets the Mafter, who leans from the Navi. And Vo'ev Lefnei Ateva, he's also the one who goes to Daven for the Amid, as it's called, who he fulfills with the obligation of the Tzibur, the obligation of Kedusha, which is Kaddish, that's in the Shemai Nesi, that's done by Shleich Tzibur, he gets that honor. And when I say Kapov, which the Mefarshim explained, in certain situations, there's only going to be one person, one kind that's going to do Nesis Kapayim, or something unique about it, that will be this one who's the Mafter, if he's a kind. Now, they might be cutting, but if he's a minor, who, as we're going to shortly explain, he doesn't do some of these things, so then Aviv a Rabbi Ivan al Yadis, so then his father or his teacher, they go in his place for these honors because he's the one that reads from the Navi. As the Mishnah explains, Katan Kari B'Torah Matargim. A minor could read from the Torah, he could translate, and therefore he could be the one who gets the Mafter, but Navi. Aval Eina Peretz al Shema, but he doesn't do this thing of fulfilling the obligation of the others with the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu and the first Bracha of Berchus Kriya Shema. And the Eina Ovel Lefnei Ateva, neither does he go ahead and daven for the Amid. And the reason is because since he's coming to fulfill others from their obligations, and he himself is not obligated because he's not bar mitzvah yet, so he cannot fulfill others' obligations. And so to the Eina Neseis Kapov, If he's a Kayin, he can't do Nesis Kapayim Birchas Kayinim because it's not honorable for the public that they should be subservient to the blessing of a minor. Now, contains the Mishnah of Pecheach, which Masechta Seferim explained that if his knees are being shown, his legs are uncovered, Paris says Shema, so he could go ahead and do this priestess Shema, which is again the Kaddish, the Baruch, and the first Bracha, to fulfill the obligations of the others because he's also obligated in the Bracha. Umritarikim, he could translate the words of the Torah. Aval in the Kerba Torah, but he cannot read from the Torah because it's not honorable for the Torah for someone who has his legs uncovered. And Ve'in Ovelev Ne'ateva, he can't daven for the Amid. Ve'in Nesis Kapov, and he cannot do Nesis Kapayim because it's also disgraceful for the Tzibur that they have someone here who his knees and legs are uncovered to go ahead and bless them. Suma, a blind person, Pari says Shema, he could do the priest's Shema. Umritarikim, he could translate the words of the Torah. But Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees regarding the first halach. It says Kosher Leirah Ma'aris Miyamav, someone who never saw the luminaries, the sun and the moon and all the stars and all those things. In the Paris Hashema, he cannot do Paris Hashema, which is included is that we said half Paris Hashema is you do half of Birchas Krishma, you do only the Bracha Yetzim Ma'aris, not Ahavas Olam. So we see that that's the Yetzim Ma'aris, but he can't bless Hashem for the luminaries if he never had the benefit of ever seeing it. So he says then he cannot be Paris Hashema. So the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason regarding the opening halacha of a Mishnah that we said the one who is mafter benavi, he gets all those other what's called kibudim, the honors of parsing Shema and davening for the Amid, which the custom is for the one that gets mafter to daven musav, or and he doesn't see his kapayim. So our papa says mishum kavod, because of honor to go ahead and daven for the Amid, because since he makes himself available to do something that's not so honorable to do the mafter, which is not like the other types of positions. So they went and instituted for him the honor to get these other types of positions. Now, Rabbi Barshimi Amar, he says, no, a different reason, Mishum de Asilan Tzuye, because it's going to come to a machlekes, to a fight. Because he's going to say, well, I go ahead and I offer my service and I say the mafter, and you go and you daven for the amid, as we shortly see, as is inferred, that and you get paid for it, because the one who would daven would get paid. How could, why do you get to daven the amid? I'm the one that's offering this service of the mafter. I should be able to be the one daven the amid. So to avoid fights, we give it to the one who gets them after. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between these two interpretations? Ikebenayu, the difference between them is the Ovid, is that when the one who comes to daven for the Amid, in general, is Bechinam, is for free, is that he actually, he does not take pay, where there's not going to be any fights, because he's not going to say, well, I daven after, you get daven for the Amid, okay, fine, it's not like no one's getting paid here anyway, but there will still be the element of covet, of giving him that honor of davening for the Amid. And that would be the difference between the two interpretations. Now, the Gemara asks, however, it's not we learned in our Mishnah that said, "V'mhayu katan." We said, if the one who got mafter is a minor, so avavay rabbi ervin al yadai, so he can't daven for the amid, do these other things. So his father or his teacher, they go in his place. Says the Gemara, "Iyamet mishum nitzuye." If you say the reason why we give him, let's say, to daven for the amid, to be the shlich tzibur, is because it's going to cause fights. Katan bar nitzuyehu, a minor is someone who's going to start fighting. He doesn't have that emotional turbulence yet. So therefore, it would seem like not like the one who says that's because of fighting. To which the Gemara answers, elamai mishum kavod. So what are you going to say? The other interpretation was because of honor. What katan bar kavodu, a minor is someone who wants respect and needs that dignity from others. He's not that either. Ela ikka kavod avivik kavod rabbi. Rather, what are you going to say? No, the reason why we give it is because of the honor of his father and of his teacher, who, our child went and did something that not everyone wants to do, so we deserve some honor and respect. But it's talking about the honor and respect of the parents. So as you continue to say, it's achenami ikin nitzuy of nitzuy rabbi sirosi. Right, it's not the child that's going to fight, but the father is going to fight, and the teacher is going to fight. We have the games that the kids are not fighting, but the parents are fighting. It's the same idea. They're going to say, hey, what do you mean? Our child went to thing, and we should get the payment from the one who down for the amid. So therefore, it's the same thing, and therefore it's not difficult in the one who holds that it's because of Nitzuya. Now the Mishnah said, Pecheach, someone who has his knees uncovered, Paris al Shema v'chulu, that he could do the priest's Shema, but he cannot read from the Torah. So, Boi Minei Ula Barav Me'abaya says, what's with cotton Pecheach? A minor who's wearing shorts and has his knees uncovered, what's Alocha, could he read from the Torah? In other words, an adult whose legs are uncovered, him it's forbidden because of the pasuk v'lo yireh b'cha ervas davar. It's a nakedness of an adult that's being shown. But a minor is not prohibited in that. And therefore maybe it would be permitted for him to read from the Torah like that. Or maybe do you not differentiate between an adult and a minor? So Amalei Sabai said to him, what? V'tibaylach arm. Why are you asking only if the child has his legs uncovered? Maybe ask if the child who's naked, could he go ahead and read from the Torah? Sa'ar my time aloy. So obviously, why aren't you asking regarding the child's naked? Mishum covered tzibur, because obviously it lacks in dignity for the public. Mishum covered tzibur here also, by having his legs uncovered, is also not for the honor of the public, and therefore it would be problematic even for a minor who's pechech. Now the Mishnah said, Suma, a blind person, Paris al Shema, Vuchulu, he could do priest of Shema, which includes the first bracha of Birchas Krishma Yitzim Aris, which Rabbi Huda says not, he cannot be. So Tanya learned the bright, and he said not, because he never saw luminaries. How could he go ahead and make that bracha for the public? So Tanya learned the bright, said, Amalei Rabbi Huda, but they said to Rabbi Huda, Harbit Safu Lidrash B'Merkava, there were many who saw a vision to expound upon the Maisa Merkava of Yechezkel, which are the greatest Kabbalistic secrets. They never saw them in their days. They never had the actual vision, yet they expounded upon them. So you see that you don't have to actually see something to appreciate it. But Rabbi Huda would tell you that no, Hasan Bavanta Delibatalya Milsam. There, it's not the primary vision itself. It's the understanding of the heart that one gets from the conceptual concepts that are there in that Maisa Merkava. And these people were able to focus their heart and understand them. So they were able to darshan about it. So, yeah, they were able to have pleasure even though they didn't see it. But Hacham Shemahanahu, here the whole idea of Yitzim Iris is because of the pleasure, the benefit from it, that we're thanking Hashem. This blind person never had benefit, so he cannot make the brach of Yitzim Iris. But Rabbanan, they would tell you that no, Isle Hanah, blind person does have benefit and has pleasure from the luminaries. Why? Kriya B'Yisi. It's time to learn the Brice. Amr B'Yisi says, Kol Yomai Hayisim Itzdar Amikazeh. It says, all my days I was in difficulty, in pain, how to understand this Pasuk in Devarim. Pasuk says, regarding the teichacha, the rebuke, the Jewish people are going to have a yisim emashish b'tzaraim. You're going to be groping around in the noonday, kashi emashish yiv b'afela, like a blind person gropes around in the pitch black dark. Now, on that Rabbi Yisi had difficulty. What does it mean, a blind person groping around in the pitch black dark? What's the difference a blind person between pitch black or if there's light outside? Either way, he can't see. Until he says, the following incident came to me. One time I was walking in the pitch black of the night in the dark. And I saw a blind person that was going on the road, and he had a torch in his hand. So I said to him, Beni, my son, what are you doing with a torch? It's not lighting up your way, you can't see anyway. So Amali said to me, as long as I have the torch in my hand, people see me, and they save me from the ditches, from the thorns, from the prickly bushes. So therefore, it does help me because people will save me by their seeing through my light. And therefore, that's the same thing why they held that the Summa, a blind person, could say Yitzim Aris, because although he didn't see and have benefit, but others who could see then benefit him, and therefore he could say Yitzim Aris, which is the brach of the person of Shema. Continuing with the next Mishnah, which continues also in a related vein regarding which we mentioned about Nesias Kapayim. So now the Mishnah talks about those halachas. Kain sheyesh biyad mumen, a kain that has on his hands blemishes, la'isis kapav. So he cannot do Nesias Kapayim because since people are going to look at it, what's up with his hands? The Gemara says, a chagigah daf tezayin min av. If someone looks at the hands of the Kehanim when they're doing Nesias Kapayim, his eyes get dimmed because the divine presence rests on the hands. So therefore, it's problematic to look at the hands of the Kohen. And therefore, here such a Kohen cannot do Nesias Kapayim because then people are going to look. Now, Yehudam, he says, af mi shahad yadav tzvuis satis. Also, someone whose hands were dyed with wod, which is like a bluish color, lo yisis kapav, also he should not do Nesias Kapayim. Mimnei sha'am estakam, because people are going to look at it again, which is problematic, therefore he shouldn't go ahead and do the Birchas Kehana. Now, Tanya learned the Braisa that elaborates and says, actually, mumet sha'amr, this that we said that blemishes that a kohen has is problematic, is befun of yadav raglav, is either in his face, his hands, or his feet. Now, the reason why we're even including the feet is because when someone does Nesias Kapayim, he takes off his shoes, as the Braisa says, and says, Mem and Alf. So therefore, if he has a blemish on any one of these things which are now revealed, person's hands are uncovered, his face is uncovered, and now his feet are uncovered, people are going to look. Once they're looking at him, they're going to come to look at his hands, which again is problematic. So therefore, such a person that has blemishes anywhere on these three places should not do Nesias Kapayim. Now, Amri Rishon ben Levi says, Yodav b'hakonius. If someone has spots on his hands, Laisis Kapav, again, shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. Tanim Halcha, similar in the Braisa, Yodah by Akonius, Laisis Kapav, he should not do Nesias Kapayim. Now, let's say Akumais. Let's say his hands are bent over, or Akushas, or they're bent to the sides. Here also, Laisis Kapav, again, it's interesting. People are going to look, and then it's going to come to look at their hands during Nesias Kapayim, so he shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. Additionally, Amr Vasi, he says, Chefani, a Kayin who is from Chefa, Uveshani, and the Kayin that's from the people of Beishan, Laisis kapav, they shouldn't do the sis kapam because they mumble their words. They don't say it clearly, which could be problematic for the words of Berachas Kohanim. Tanem Halacha, similar in the Braisa, at Emoridin Lefnei Ateva, we don't put Tadav with Amid, Layansha Beishan, not the people from Beishan, Layansha Beischeifa, not the people from Chaifa, Layansha Devain, not the people from Devainin, Memnesha Karin La Alfin Ainin, because their Alephs, they recite as Ayans, which is supposed to be that Ayin, a different type of a pronunciation. Now the problem is, like we said for Birchas Kainim, they're not valid, because they're going to say, instead of Yar Hashem Panim Alecha, which means Hashem should illuminate you, they're going to read Ya'er Hashem Panav with an ayin, which means he should pour out his face, which is actually a curse, because oftentimes Panav is actually a terminology of anger, like Pani Alechu as Panai. So it's going to be like as if Hashem should pour out his anger on you, which is obviously not appropriate. And Ula Ayin and Alfin, they pronounce the ayins like Alephs, which is problematic for their tefillah, and that's why we said they can't be Oymid for the Amid, they cannot be the Shleich Tzibur. Now, although the Gemara says in Brachas Lamebezim Naf that by Rebbe Eliezer they would call Alfin Ayin Alfin, that was only by the Drasha. But by Davening and Brachas Kehanim, that's a problem, and therefore they can't go and Daven with Amid and do Nusis Kapayim. Now, a related story, the Gemara brings the Amalei Reb Chiya Reb Shimon Berebi. He said, Elmaliat Levi, it says, if were you to be a Levi, Pasalatim Adukhin, you would be invalidated from going and singing the Shira on the platform. Why? Mishum da Avikalach, because you have a very thick voice, which the Brisa says in Chulin Daf Chavda Al-Manav, that regarding the Avodah in Shilei and then the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim, what invalidates them is if their voice is not good and harmonious. So your voice is very thick, and if you would be a Levi, you would be invalid. So Asa Amalei Lavua. So Reb Shimon Rebbe came to his father Rebbe, and he said to him what Reb Chiya said to him. So Amalei, so he said to his son, Zilei Amalei, go tell Reb Chiya, K'shata Megi Eitzel, when you reach the Pasuk in Yeshaya that says, V'chikisi LaHashem, that I hope for Hashem, and you're going to read that pasuk, aren't you a blasphemer of God? Because he would read, as we said, those who switched their pronunciation, aleph and ayin, he would read his ches like a hey. So it'd be chas v'shalom, not v'chikisi l'Hashem, but it would be like v'chikisi, as if chas v'shalom hitting Hashem. So don't, you know, we're talking about that his voice is thick. The problem in your pronunciation is that much more severe, as if chas v'shalom cursing God. Amr Avunni says, Zavlagon, someone who his eyes constantly tear, Laisis Kapav, he shouldn't do Nesis Kapam, because again, everyone's going to look at him at his face, and then they're going to come to look at his hands. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, but Vahu David Beshevivusid Ravuna, but there was such a person in the neighborhood of Ravuna, Vahu Paras Yad, and he did Nesis Kapam. So the Gemara, Hu Dash Be'irahav. That person, people are already used to him. No one's looking at him because everyone knows he's like that. Which the terminology of dash literally means to say threshing, but it means to say that people are used to it, like we find the Gemara Gittin, keeping the dash, once people already threshed, they thresh, it's already stepped on, it's already, people are used to it, doesn't make a big deal anymore, so therefore then it's not a problem. Tanam Hoche, someone learned the Braisa, Zavalgun Laisis Kapov, someone who's constantly tearing should not do Nesis Kapayim, but if people already used him in the city, then it's permitted, they're not going to come to steer at him, because it's not such a novelty. Amr B'Yechanan, he says, Suma Ba'achas Me'en of Laisis Kapov, if someone's blind in one of his eyes, shouldn't do Nesis Kapayim. Again, because it looks interesting, people are going to look. But says Gemara, but Vahu David B'Shibus Reb Yechanan have a Paras Yodah, but there was such a person, neighbor Reb Yechanan, and they let him do Nesis Kapayim. Says Gemara, Hu Dash B'Yerahav, that was someone that people already used him, and there was no one steering. Tanam Hoche, someone learned the Braisa, Suma Ba'achas Me'en of Laisis Kapov, if someone's blind in one of his eyes, should not do Nesis Kapayim. But Vahu Dash B'Yerahav, but if people are used to him already, then it's permitted. Now, the Mishnah said, he says, Misha Haya Yad of Tzavuos. If someone had his hands were dyed, they had this dye on his hands that colored his hands, Luis says, Kabbav, shouldn't do Nesis Kapayim. Again, because people are going to steer. But Tanulut Nabraisa, Imrevan Shair, Malachta Mekach Mutta. But if most of the people in that city, they work in that type of industry that everyone's hands are like that, so then it's permitted, because again, no one's going to steer, because that's how everyone is, and therefore, again, the same idea, so it's going to be permitted. Again, a related vein from the previous Mishnah is regarding davening for the Amid. So ha'omer, if someone says, "Eino oivel lifnei ha'teva b'tzivun," he says, "I'm not going to daven for the Amid if I'm wearing colored clothing." Says the Mishnah, "Af b'levenim liyav." Then he can't even daven for the Amid wearing white clothing, which the Gemara is going to explain the reason for this. Let's say he says, "Besandal eino oivel." He says, "I'm not davening for the Amid with sandals." Then af yachiv liyav. Then even without shoes, he's not daven for the Amid. Moreover, says the Mishnah, continuing on regarding heretical views, "Ha'isit tefilasa." If someone makes his tefillin sheberaish on his head, agula, that's round like an egg or like a nut, first of all, it's sakan, it's a danger, because that could get, has a point to go into his skull. And ve'im ba mitzvah, there's no mitzvah, because the halach is that tefillin have to be squared. Let's say Nasna, let's say he puts the tefillin shel Rosh al metzchay on his forehead. Or he takes the tefillin shel Yad al pas Yad on the palm of his hands. Harizu derech haminis, that's the way of the heretics, who they disgrace the rabbinic interpretation of the pasuk, and they translate like the Karaim literally, which when it says you should have tefillin bein einecha, between your eyes, they say literally between the eyes by the forehead. And when it says al yadecha, on your hand, they say literally on the hand. But our Rabbanim, they expound the Mesachas Menachas, the Avlam Zayin, and Mabetz, from Exer Shava, Bein Enecha actually means to say on the skull, which is the place where the skull of a child, a baby, is very soft, by the fontanelle. And Al Yadecha means on the height of the arm, which is by the biceps, which is supposed to be placed opposite the area, Al Levavecha, opposite the heart. Now it says the Mishnah, let's say Tzipin Zav, let's say someone takes his tefillin and he plates it, he makes it gold plated, or Venosna Beis Unkuli Shaloi, or he actually puts it on the outside of his sleeve, on the outside. This is the way of those on the outside, meaning you're on the outside. People go after their own understanding outside the interpretation and the understanding of the sages. The reason is because you need to have, as the pasuk says, l'chola ois, for you a sign and not for others a sign. It has to be underneath the sleeve, not on top of the sleeve. Additionally, when it says the problem of gold plating it, because the pasuk says in Shemayit Gimel l'matia teres Hashem beficha, so that the Torah of Hashem, which is the halach of tefillin, has to be beficha, meaning that it has to be from something that you could eat, which is from a kosher animal, which is leather, and not from gold, and therefore that it is also invalid. Although a person thinks, wow, I'm really making this beautiful gold plating, but you're using your own understanding. You have to go with the understanding of the sages. Now the Gemara asks, my time, what's the understanding of the opening halacha of our Mishnah? That if someone says, I'm not going to daven if I'm wearing colored clothing, or I'm not going to daven if I'm wearing sandals, what's the problem that now he can't daven the Amr in all situations? Says Gemara, Cheshina Shem Aminus Nizrikapai. We're concerned that maybe a heretical view has taken hold of him, which the heretics, those who worship idolatry, they're particular about these types of things. So if he's being particular about these things, we're concerned, hey, what's going on over here? And if we don't let him down for the Amr at all. Now, additionally, the Mishnah said, Oisit Tefillah Sagul, if someone makes his tefillin round, Sakana Veima Mitzvah. First of all, it's dangerous, because it could go into his skull. And also, there's no mitzvah. It says, Gemara Lema Tanin L'Hod Tan Rabban, shall we say, our Mishnah supports what we learned in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Tefillin Mirubayis Halacha Mesh Mesinai. This tefillin have to be squared, is halacha, which is a tradition from Moshe from Har Sinai. V'amarav, and he says, what that means to say is betifron, meaning when he's stitching the place of the tefillin, he has to be careful not to ruin the squared by pulling the stitching too tight, because then it's not going to make it into a perfect square. And will achsainen, he also has to be careful that the diagonal is halachically exactly of a square, which is when you have a finger in the width and in the length, that's going to be a finger and 2/5, because that's what a diagonal is when you have a perfect square. You have to make sure it's a perfect square. So isn't that supported from the halacha of our Mishnah that says that you're not yotze your mitzvah? To which Amar Rav Papa says, no, not necessarily. Masnitin Davide Kamguza. We could say that a Mishnah that's saying that it's possible when it's round means to say if it's round like a nut. But if, let's say, it was round like a lentil, maybe that would be valid. And therefore, it wouldn't support the halacha of the Braisa to say that, oh, it's a problem that it's round because it has to be squared. Maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't have to be squared. This that we're saying that round is problematic is a round like a nut, but maybe actually if it's round like a lentil, which doesn't have that same dimension as a nut, actually possibly would be valid, and therefore doesn't support, although that is the halacha, that's halacha mesh v'sina, that tefillin have to be squared.